Scripture text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16 to verse 21. I shall read for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we, being many, are one bread and one body. For we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold, Israel after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What say I then? That the idol is anything? Or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils, and not to God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. The Lord bless the reading of His sacred word.
My topic today is review on partaking of the Lord's Supper. According to a message I preached some time ago, but we must confess, it is so easy for us to forget about it. So let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 to verse 34. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye, as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, and we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that is come not together unto condemnation. And the rest when I set in order when I come. From this passage we find out at least 7 points, 7 reasons how we may partake of the Lord's Supper. First of all, Calvin declares, if you come and hear the regular preaching of the Word of God at every church service, and at the same time, you not only hear the preaching of the Word, but you also keep the Lord's Supper, then you are having a regular service. But there are churches that do not wholly keep the Lord's Supper and the preaching of the Word, then they are called para-church organizations or semi, not fully a church, but it resembles the functioning of church, but not wholly. And this happens in what is known as the Salvation Army. I can talk about this because when I was young, I was attracted to the Salvation Army. There they don't baptize you with the water, nor take the Lord's Supper. They have preaching. And if you believe, they will baptize you by the waving of a red flag. And they call it the baptism of fire. But that is not according to the instruction of the Bible. And if you are in the Salvation Army, I would advise you to consider that you join a regular church where it's a regular preaching of the Word. At the same time, we have the water baptism and the Lord's Supper. After baptism, we are permitted then to enjoy the Lord's Supper. That we come together. And it is in order to celebrate the death of Jesus Christ to pay for the penalty of our sins on the cross and the breaking of his body. That is what we do. And how often do we come to remember the Lord? In our present world, it is usually once a month, universal. But in the time of the Reformation, it was once a quarter. That means to say, every 3 months, we come together. But today there are those who are of the Brethrenistic persuasion who keep it once a week according to Acts chapter 20 verse 7 that all came to Troas and he waited until the 7 days and then he kept the Lord's Supper with them. Well, this is all right because the Bible says as often as you do it. In the keeping of the Lord's Supper, this is what I did not state the other week, but which I make good this week, and that is, there are four views on what the Lord's Supper is. The first is a Roman Catholic. And when the priest will say, this is my body, then the bread is immediately transformed into the actual body of Christ. And so, about the wine, this is my blood. This is called transubstantiation. Something very magical that makes it actually. And the reformers totally reject this, and Calvin calls it the doctrine of devils. We Protestants and of the Reformation do not accept such a view. The second view is a Lutheran view. And Luther was a spearhead of the Reformation, and he agrees that it is consubstantiation, that the blood and the body of Jesus Christ is with the bread with the wine underneath. This is also rejected by Calvin, who is our leader, and he agrees to the spiritual presence in the partake of the Lord's Supper, the spiritual presence of the body and the blood of Christ. But we have a fourth view, which is the most liberal view, the Zwinglian view. Zwingli, who was a reformer for the Swiss, and many Baptist churches, different from us, we are a Presbyterian church, they will agree that it is only merely symbolic. The fourth point is that it is recorded in the Gospels when Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper. Judas Iscariot, the traitor, was also there. So when we hold a service and we have the Lord's Supper, there are the earnest worshippers. But you cannot prevent someone who may be like Judas, the traitor. But he cannot spoil our faith. We come humbly and recognize our own sins. And particularly, I am very happy to pronounce the words, the blood of Jesus Christ, drink ye all of it. I myself have experienced a great joy that whereas I've committed a sin, and I've been praying for forgiveness, but it does not work so wonderful as when I come and I drink all of the wine, the blood of Christ, with all of you. And you never experience the forgiveness of sins and the joy of it as when you do the same. In fact, there are old ladies, as I've learned from our Chinese church, Precept 3, Sai Mia Teng, and some of the old ladies tell me, my son only gives me a taxi fare a month, particularly to come to the Lord's Supper service. Why? They say, not only for the forgiveness of sins, but also for the healing of our body. So we partake of it and we pray that the Lord will keep us safe and healthy and not get sick. That is a faith and I cannot challenge it. If they have that faith, the Lord will bless them. Now we come to the second part of the keeping of the Lord's Supper. Not discerning the holy elements, the bread and the wine, which are the body and the blood of Jesus Christ. They do so unworthily. When the bread is passed around, and the cup is passed around, they take it even as a joke. And this is a true case related by my father. He was an elder in the Presbyterian Church, and he was a very devout person and led our family to the day that we all found the Savior. And he said that in Bangkok there was a dentist who was very successful. So when the bread was passed around, he joked, why do they spread butter and jam for us? A solemn occasion like this was made into a joke. And he reported truly this man later on died. According, I said, he said, for this cause many weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. So when you come to the Lord's Supper, it's a very solemn occasion that we are on the side of seeking mercy, and there should be nothing humorous. Number six, next thing is to let us examine ourselves. Let us judge ourselves. What is there that we should judge when coming to the Lord's table? And I think that there is something which is being repeated in the Lord's Supper. The Lord's Prayer together we also repeat every time we come to the Lord's Supper. And forgive us our sins, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And this, do we just repeat it for fun? We need the Lord to forgive us of our sins. And one of the things is, we often have sin against one another. And it is repeated, there is a case of two elders. They come and serve the Lord's Supper. and they are not happy with one another. So one will serve in one corner, one will serve in another corner. But we have to forgive one another. Here, even as elders, it's even more important. And then, there is a condition given. If you don't forgive your brother or your sister, it's no use. And the God will retain your sins. Let us examine ourselves. When you get angry with another person and you are angry with her or him all the time, God's anger against us is also there. But only when we forgive. As we come to the Lord's table today, those who are baptized in partaking of the Lord's table, it is incumbent on us all the more to get right with God and to get right with one another. I think that is wonderful, because if you have a guilty conscience, it's still there. But now that you have sincerely forgiven one another. And the seventh point is about eating. Well, this occurs in the time of Paul. The church was young. And when the Lord kept the last Passover with the disciples, they ate the usual meal first. And then when he instituted the Lord's Supper, then they took a bit to eat and to drink. This problem, I don't think it affects us, because the custom of eating the Passover is no more with us. Nevertheless, there are times when at a meeting of the church, prayer meeting, or even after the church service, there is something to eat. It is not for us to reserve our stomach until that time and to eat and eat. That's a bad show. But we eat more in fellowship with one another. These are the 7 points that I've brought out. In review, do you remember how we are to keep the Lord's Supper? I'm afraid many have only a very hazy idea, but it is important for us to have a very clear idea what we are.